How long have you been coming to these meetings now?
Since the 16th of January, so it's about just over 3 months.
Just over 3 months. All right. What I would like you to do is maybe just share with everybody around here the background of why you came forward for prayer last week, and then kind of like a little bit about what happened. And then if I feel we need to add to it, I'll just ask you one or two separate questions.
Okay. Before I even tell you, I just like to say I'm very privileged to be able to share this with you and to give praise and thanksgiving to our Lord Jesus Christ, because ultimately he's the one that has set me free. The last 2 weeks, Rion has been talking about doorways for Satan to enter into our lives. You know, coming from the background that I do come from, I was aware that fortune telling and divination is against the teaching of the Bible. But when I heard Rion's perspective on it from the Bible's point of view, it really opened my eyes. Now, unfortunately, as a young girl, I did go to a fortune teller because of impatience and wanting to know what's going to happen next in my life. And also, very innocently, one day I was at one of my friend's house, and it was just her and I alone, and we got involved in divination, which is what happened was we took a ring, we put it onto a chain, and we put it over our palm to see, you know, if we're going to have children, and if we do, is it going to be a boy or girl, twins, or stuff like that. And obviously that's tapping into stuff that you shouldn't know. Anyway, so after hearing Rion speak about it, I said to myself, I should go up for prayer about this, because it's a doorway for Satan, and if there's anything I want to do is shut that door. So I came up for prayer last week. And, you know, Rion started praying over me, and then he led me through a prayer, and I fell in the spirit. And then some unbelievable things took place. I actually felt what was going on, but I couldn't control myself. I started shaking, but shaking uncontrollably. My body was actually sore from the shaking that took place. My whole body was shaking, that eventually my head started going from left to right. And then Rion said to me, which hand did the school do the divination on? And I showed him my left hand. And he took my left hand and he kind of sandwiched it between his hands like that. And something in my hand didn't like what he was doing, and I kept trying to pull it away. And I kept putting my hand away, and we almost got into like a struggle and a fight, because I wanted to get my hand away. I didn't like the feeling of whatever he was praying about while he was holding my hand. Anyway, that went on for quite a while, and all the while I was still shaking, and he was praying a hell of a lot. And then the next thing, am I comical? then what happened is he started rebuking certain strong men, spirits of divination and all different names. I don't even know what Rion used. And then I started, I actually felt myself saying, no, I won't, I don't have to, no, I won't. And then Rion said, what do you mean? So I said, no, I won't. And Rion said, but are you crazy, devil? This is a child of God. And then this sensation got worse and worse, and it started getting emotional, and I started saying, but why? Why do I have to go? Why? I'm very happy here. Why? And Rion kept saying, get out, and kept rebuking, you know, the evil spirit. And he then said to me, open your mouth so that this thing can leave. And when I opened my mouth, I felt myself breathing very heavily, almost like something was struggling to come out. I was like struggling, like crying and upset, almost sad that it had to come out. And then after that, Rion said, open your eyes and look at me. And I battled to do that. When I opened my eyes, I actually couldn't face him. I turned my head away from him. And then he got everyone that was praying around me to start singing a hymn. And the hymn went something like, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And that's when this evil spirit, this demon, was very coward and sort of left me. Because after a lot of singing and praying, I was able to look at Rion in the eye. And I felt a calm coming over me. And Rion said to me, okay, now sit up and start coughing. And I started coughing, and it was like right from the bottom of my stomach. It was actually sore. And I was coughing and coughing, and I started even burping and letting out a lot of air. And my hands were getting pins and needles, and Rion said to me, you know, that's a sign that it's leaving your body. So I'd just like to say to you, the Lord has saved me. He set me free. And who the Lord sets free, he's free indeed. But before I finish off, I just want to say that I thought I was fine because I confessed it to the Lord. And I said, Lord, I've done this. I've seen a fortune teller. I've done divination. Please forgive me. And that was it. I thought I was fine. And, well, last week's experience really showed me that it was actually, I had to struggle it out. We had to actually attack that demon and fight it off. It was like a physical fight. The next day I was stiff and I was sore. And only the following day did I feel completely free. Amen.